Now, Paul begins on this note of liberty that we have in Christ. And in these first 15 verses here in chapter 5, his subject is saved by faith and living by law perpetrates falling from grace. That's what it means to fall from grace, is to be saved by faith and then drop down to a law level to live. Now, we'll see that illustrated as we move into this section. Now, I'm reading at verse 1, chapter 5 of Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, what he's saying here is that we're not only saved by faith, but the law is not the rule of life or of faith for the believer. This is not the way that we are to live, by law at all. Because if law enters in, you see, or we are to do something, actually, that's what it means to say Christ is a curse. That's the reason that it's dangerous today, friends. I've had several letters that when we spoke on the matter of the gifts of the Spirit, they said, why, you're a heretic because you deny this. And may I say to you, I deny that you do anything to add to your salvation. When you come to Christ, you get the whole ball of wax. It's in Christ that we have everything, friends. And it's only through him that you and I have salvation and also sanctification, as we're going to see here. And we have a liberty in Christ. We're not put under some little legal system. Now, I know a great many fundamentalists today. They've got rid of the Ten Commandments. I mean, by that, they don't use them as a law of life, because I think we all understand that the breaking most of those commandments today, you'd be arrested by the local authorities. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. And certainly a Christian doesn't do that, but we've been called to a higher level to live. And that level is where there's liberty in Christ. I have a liberty in Jesus Christ. And that liberty is that the rule I'm to live by, which is not a rule but a principle, and that is I'm to please him. My conduct should be to please Jesus Christ, not please you, not please any organization, but to please Jesus Christ. And that's the liberty that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.